Come on, let's go to God's Word. Let's go to the message. We got to hustle, though. Got to hustle. Here we go. You know you like the shirt. Roger designed the shirt. Let's thank the Lord for Roger. He designed the shirt. Good job, Rog. Let's go to God's Word. I'm in a series on Thank God We Live in America. And, you know, I guess a lot of pastors would take grief from preaching just one message like this. I've done probably six or seven now in a row, and I've got another one next week. Guess what my subject is next week? The Declaration of Independence. Amen. And are we a Christian nation? It's almost ridiculous, really. When you read history, it's almost ridiculous you'd have any other view other than that this is a Christian nation. Okay? Let's look. Let's talk about it. Here we go. One of my favorite messages. I hope I have some time to do it. Let's go with it. Here we go, Raj. USA, say it with me. A what? A Christian nation. You might, why are you pushing this, Clark? Because we're dumb people. Because we don't know. We're ignorant. Yes or no? How many there was something in your life you were ignorant about before and then you finally figured it out? Let me see some hands. There you go. You don't hear this. You don't see this. And if anybody starts to say something, sometimes you're put down like you're a nut. Okay? No. It's ridiculous. USA is a Christian nation. Let's talk about it, though. Hit it, buddy. Let's go. Appreciate it. I love pulling up stuff from Florida because that's where I live and we live. But we could do it from a lot of places. Don't you listen to what the Supreme Court said in 1950? So 75, 76 years ago. Don't you think about it, what they said. Here we go. Here's what the Supreme Court said. Different species of democracy have existed for more than 2,000 years. But democracy as we know it has never, say it with me, existed among the who? Unchurched. This is our Supreme Court of the State of Florida. A people unschooled about the sovereignty of God, say it with me, the what? Ten Commandments and the what? Ethics of Jesus could never evolve the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, or the Constitution without the Decalogue or the Ten Commandments and the ethics of Jesus. Our founders would not have been able to give us the documents that they gave us so that we would have the freedom that we have. Therefore, we are a Christian nation. Did you just hear what I said? Okay? This ain't me talking. This is the Supreme Court of Florida. There's not one solitary fundamental principle of our democratic policy, say it with me, that did not stem, say it with me, directly from the basic moral concept, say it with me, as embodied in the what? Decalogue and the ethics of Jesus. Hold it right there. The Decalogue. What's the Decalogue? Look it up in your dictionary. It's the Ten Commandments. So, we wouldn't have what we have if it were not for the Ten Commandments and the ethics of Jesus. The Ten Commandments. Don't have any other gods before me. Don't make any idols. Don't take my name in vain, God says. Keep the Sabbath holy. Worship me. Number five, honor your mama and your daddy. Appreciate your parents. Number six, don't kill people or babies. You understand or not? Say, yeah, this is simple. Simple. Number seven, don't commit adultery on your wife. Don't commit adultery on your husband. This is what our nation was built on. Number eight, don't steal. Get a job. If you don't have it, work for it. Number nine, don't lie to folk. Be a person that tells the truth. Number ten, don't covet folks' stuff. Okay? And pit people against other people who have and that don't have. And so you're going to tax the people to have it so you can give to people that don't have it. And you're going to make these people into villains. Yes or no? Y'all hearing me or not? Say. That's the Decalogue. It's what our country is built on. It sounds vaguely familiar, doesn't it? How many, you didn't do it perfectly, but you grew up living this way and believing this? Let me see some hands. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. See what I'm saying? Ain't that foreign, is it? No. The ethics of Jesus. What's the ethics of Jesus? Supreme Court said, Florida said, you know, or without the Decalogue or the ethics of Jesus, we wouldn't have this country. It never has existed. Nothing's ever existed like the United States of America. And guess what? The FIFA folk, they're coming from all over the world to play soccer in America, which they've heard in their countries that we're trash and we're crap. The FIFA folk are finding out. You want to try to say that fast? The FIFA folk are finding out how wonderful America is. And they've got them on screen apologizing. They're trying to shove ranch dressing in their suitcase and take it home with them. Just makes me want to buy two or three bottles when I go to the grocery store. We're a great country. What's the ethics of Jesus? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, might and strength, heart, and love your neighbor as who? And then he says on this, on these two principles, on these two things, hang all the law and the commands. So that goes back to the 10. 10 commandments, by the way, the first four, love God. 10 commandments, by the way, the last five through 10, love people. And Jesus said this, and love your neighbor as who? That's where I add number 11 over here. Love God, love people, love you. Know that you matter. Say, I matter. I have value. I'm not a piece of garbage. That's what our country was built on. We are a Christian nation. No other nations ever existed that did this. It's the truth. You're not going to argue with the Supreme Court of Florida, are you? Okay. Keep looking. No one knew this better, the court says, than our who. So Gary's not a nut. You come in here thinking you a nut. You just right wing, wild eyed. No, I'm a solid believer in Jesus Christ. Okay? And I love our country. Okay? Got a yes or no? Do we have bums everywhere in our country? I'm talking about bums. They're in the church. They're in the house. They're me sometimes. Sure. But we're a Christian nation. We have the Word of God, man. This is the greatest country that's ever existed. Many secularists would say, no, we're not a Christian nation. Got to go now, Rod. Got to fly. One of their main arguments would be that since the word God does not appear in the Constitution, we are therefore not a Christian nation. How stupid are you? You go look at something and say, well, if we were, it would have been in the Constitution. No. See, they suggest the framers of the Constitution had little or no interest in God or religion without looking up these people and seeing their history. Like Washington, like Adams, like Jefferson, like Lincoln. I didn't get into a lot of Lincoln last week as much as I wanted to. He really came to Christ more solid than he ever had before than when he lost his 12-year-old son. And that's what his pastor said. His own pastor said he loved God more than ever when he lost his boy. The fact is, the Constitution, especially the First Amendment, was written with who in mind? Yeah. The Constitution was written with Congress in mind, not individual states. So we have 50, what do we call them? United what? States. And we got one what? Federal government. And it's usually the problem. The Constitution prohibits federal government from interfering with freedom of religion. If you'd have given them that in the Constitution, they'd have run wild with it. Yes or no? It prohibits the federal government from taking over religion. That's what it does. It's not for religion. No, it's so it won't get taken over by crazy politics and politicians. Pop that back up. Like they did with General Motors. Remember when they took over General Motors? And you might say, well, look at GM. They're doing good today. Guys, it's not their job. Government's job is not to take over companies. Government's job is not to become the number one health care doctor in the world and tell everybody what they're supposed to do when something called COVID happens. We'll get you a quick fix and shove it in your arm 8 times, 10 times, 12 times, 15 times. Call we the government. And don't forget to wear a mask. And you got to stay away at least 6 to 12 or 20 feet. I forgot how far it is. All I know is if you don't do it, you're a bad person and you don't love your neighbor. And you should shut your church down. And they demanded it. And a lot of states followed that. We didn't follow that crap because that's exactly what it is. It's a bunch of crap. And they did an article on the paper and me and Pastor Tom over at Foundation and tried to paint us as bad people because we kept our church open. They used y'all to pressure us. My thinking was this. I don't know anything about health care. Look at me. But I know this. When people are hurting and fearful, they need the church doors open. They need the Lord, man, when they're fearful. And they can figure out what they need to do for their family without me telling them, you got to be here, you're evil. I never said that. Never will. We don't need the government taking over our church. Thank God there's 50 states. It took Ron DeSantis about 3 weeks because he was bombarded and he was run over by the bus like everybody else. I was sitting on my mother-in-law's couch when I saw the TV. We left our church open for 3 weeks, 2 weeks at that point, and thinking they could even come and shut us down. And he got on television. He said, you know, church is essential, and churches should stay open. And I was sitting there with Kim, and I said, did you just hear what he said? He's 3 weeks late, but he's a lot earlier than most people. Amen. And so he made the decision in the state of Florida that we could have our churches open. And guess what? People in Michigan decided, I'm coming to Florida. Yes or no? New York City, here we come. And buddy, was there a flood of people coming? It was crazy. Here's the point. He made the decision against the federal government, and they couldn't do a thing about it. You understand that? Because there are 50 states in this country. And the individual states have their own constitution. Did you hear me? Let's go on a little journey. Roger, it's the individual states, because we're the United States. If you're looking to get your faith from the federal government, you are smoking dope. You get it from the Lord. You get it from the Word of God. But if you're going to get closer, look at your states. Got it? Actually, the individual states. State constitutions are solely concerned with their what? And the rights and privileges of their what? Living where? Keep watching with me. Come on now. This might have been too hard for some of you. Is this too hard this morning? Clark's too hard today. Put a shirt on, he went all American on us. Christian nation. Let's look at the constitutions. Let's look at the constitutions of the individual states. And I ain't got a lot of time. I'm going to try my best. But do I have a trivia question first? What letter of the alphabet has the most states? Would it be B, C, D, F, G? Which one? M. What's tied with it? N. Yeah. So places like Michigan, Maine, Massachusetts, that's got 8. And then places like North Carolina, North Dakota, Nevada, Nebraska. Let's look at the constitutions of the states to find out if we're a Christian nation. Let's just check it out. Is God? We can't be a Christian nation, the United States, because it ain't in the Constitution. Great. Let's look at the individual states and see if God is in their constitutions. Isn't that fair? Here we go. Here we go. Just push, 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 push. Here we go. You just push. It's funny. Roger's pushy all the time except when he gets up here. Here we go. Come on, buddy. Y'all ready or not? Before we do this, I think I've got time to tell a quick story real fast. Real fast. Shh. No, no, Roger. Slow down. Here we go. There was a young woman that came to Fellowship Church when we were at the high school. She worked for a Boca Grande newspaper. She was talented. She was bright. She was also an atheist. I don't know why she came to fellowship. I don't know if she was curious or somebody invited her to fellowship, so she came. I met her. She was a little younger than me. I liked her a lot. I liked her personality. I liked her intellect. Funny. And I didn't know that she was an atheist at that time. She's a person who comes to church. But the bottom line is, wasn't long I found out that she was not a believer at all. So I don't know why she was coming to hear me preach. Fast forward just a little bit. She loved Boca Grande. She loved working there. She loved the paper. She loved her job. And she loved the moon at night. She loved the stars at night. She loved the sunrise in the morning and the sunset. You can't get no prettier, can you? Yes or no? She loved the manatees and the dolphin. And one day she's out there just enjoying all of this. And she says, I'm so thankful. But her being a smart person said, who am I thankful to? Say that out loud. Who am I what? And I got a call. And my wife and I went out there and visited her. And just like picking candy or giving candy to a baby, because she was grateful, she didn't know God. Her heart was ready to receive God. And I presented Christ just as simple like I do here on Sunday. And she got saved, put her faith in Christ. And it was all because she was what? Grateful to who? Somebody she didn't even know. I discovered when I looked at these constitutions of all these states, the states were grateful. Who are they going to be grateful to? They were grateful to who? Check it out. Isn't that a good story? I like that story. Here we go. Alabama. We, the people of the state of Alabama, in order to establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, secure, and by preamble means it's up front. To ourselves and our posterity, say it with me, invoking the what? Favor and guidance of who? Almighty God. Let's keep going. We gotta go. Go, go. Alaska. Alaska. We the people, and they're one of our later states. We're one of our later states. We the people of Alaska. Say it out loud. We're not a Christian nation. The individual states make up the United States. Every constitution, the constitution is not anti-God. The constitution was anti-Congress telling you what denomination you're supposed to be a part of. Y'all hear me or not? They were fighting about that already. Like churches fight denominations today, yes or no? Arizona. We the people of the state of Arizona, say those words. Grateful to who? I'm seeing a pattern between a girl on the beach, the stars, the sun, the sky, and the states realized, who are we grateful to? We're grateful to Almighty God. Y'all following or not? Arkansas, we the people of the state of Arkansas, grateful to who? Well, look at this. It's just amazing. California. Now, listen to me. We, say it with me. We the people of the state of California, say it with me. Grateful to Almighty God for our what? They ought to put that on billboards all across California and say, oh, by the way, that's your constitution. Ridiculous. Colorado, weed-smoking capital. We the people of Colorado, say it with me. Say it with me. With what? Profound reverence for the who? Oh, by the way, that's in the Bible. The supreme thing is in the Bible. They're not that bright to put this in there. Keep looking. Connecticut, no way. The people of Connecticut, say it with me. Acknowledge with what? The good providence of who?
you're not a Christian nation, ain't in the Constitution. It's in every Constitution so far. Now I'm trying to find one that don't have it. Delaware, preamble, through what? Divine goodness. Wait a minute. All men have by nature the rights of worshiping. What? And serving their who? You don't believe in creation, do you? You're an idiot. No, you're an idiot. You hear me or not? Come on, keep looking. Florida. We, the people of the state of Florida, being what? To Almighty God, for our what? I'm looking in vain. I ain't found one yet. G, Georgia. To perpetuate the principles of free government, ensure justice to all, etc., etc., etc. The blue. Relying upon the what? Protection and what? Of who? Keep going. I got to fly, Raj. Hawaii. That's one of our late bloomers. Right up front. We, the people of Hawaii, grateful for what? Wow. Idaho. We, the people of the state of Idaho, say it with me, grateful to Almighty God for our what? You're not a Christian nation. You are a nut. Keep looking. Illinois. Illinois. We, the people of the state of Illinois, say it with me, grateful to Almighty God for the civil, political, and religious liberty which He has permitted us to enjoy, seeking His blessing. All Bible words. Have I killed y'all today? Indiana. We, the people of the state of Indiana, say it is with me again. What? Grateful to Almighty God. Now push me quick, buddy. Iowa. We, the people of the state of Iowa, grateful to who? For His what? Yeah. For His blessings on us. Keep looking, Raj. Kansas. We, the people of Kansas, grateful to who? I am still hitting 100. I've looked. I'm trying here. Kentucky. We, the people of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, we're what? We're grateful to Almighty God. Oh, yeah. Louisiana. We, the people of Louisiana, we're grateful to Almighty God. Yes. It's there. Keep looking. Maine, no way. Maine, the blue, we acknowledge with what? Grateful hearts, the goodness of who? The sovereign ruler of the universe, which is Jesus Christ. Yes, Maryland. We, the people of the state of Maryland, grateful to who? I don't know. Massachusetts. We, therefore, the people of Massachusetts, acknowledge with what kind of heart? The what? The goodness of the great legislator of the universe. It's like they wanted to give God the greatest title they could. Not like they're ashamed of Him. You hear me? Michigan. Grateful to who? For the what? Oh, but you can't pray in Jesus' name. Why wouldn't I? I would be a fool not to. Minnesota, grateful to who? For our civil and religious what? Keep looking. Mississippi, we the people of Mississippi in convention assembled, we're grateful to who? We're invoking His what? May the Lord bless you, keep you, make His face shine. Oh, they sang that this morning. Missouri, we the people of Missouri, with what? Town reverence for the supreme who? And we're grateful for His what? Goodness, yep. Montana, not Montana. Grateful to who? For the quiet what? Beauty of our state. Who else would they be grateful to? Nebraska. We the people grateful to who? For our what? Keep going. Nevada. We the people of the state of Nevada, we're what? They ought to put that outside of Vegas. New Hampshire. Every individual has a what? Natural and unalienable right to do what? Worship who? According to the dictate, oh, we're not a Christian nation. Every single one of them so far.
Okay, keep going. New Jersey, Jersey. Grateful to who? For the civil and what? Even Jersey? Yeah. New Mexico. We the people of Mexico, we're what? To who? Right in our Constitution.
Not in the Constitution. We're not a Christian nation. You are crazy.
New York, New York. Grateful to who? For our what? Wow. North Carolina. We the people of the state of North Carolina, say it with me. Grateful to who? Almighty God, the who? Sovereign ruler of nations. And we even put our what on him? Our dependence upon who? North Dakota. Grateful to who? Almighty God for the blessings. Keep going. Push, push, push. Ohio. We the people of the state of Ohio, we are what? We are what? Grateful to Almighty God for our what? Look at that. North Dakota. Invoking the guidance of who? Yes, all this, most of it's in the preambles. Oregon, no way, not Oregon, right? Listen, all men shall be secure in the natural light to do what? Worship who? To the dictates of their own what? Conscience. Pennsylvania. We're grateful to who? Almighty God for the what? Blessings. Keep going. Rhode Island. No way. We're grateful to who? It's like they knew his name. All of them. So far. South Carolina. We the people of the state of South Carolina in convention assembled. We're grateful to who? For what? But we're not Christian people as we're writing this stuff. You know what I'm saying. Makes no sense. They're shoving stuff down your throat. South Dakota, we're grateful to who? So, you know, it's like they knew something. They knew what the girl knew that called me. She was grateful to somebody, and the states wanted you to know years later where this great nation came from. And if you'll see it that way, your whole perspective will change. You hear me? They're very smart. Tennessee. That all men have a natural, indefeasible right to do what? Worship Almighty God. Keep going. Look at this one. Ministers of the gospel in Tennessee, by their profession, are dedicated to God. And guess what? You can read this sometime. It says there at the end. Now, back it up. Just one. Let back it up right there. A minister of the gospel in Tennessee, or a priest, or of any denomination. See, denomination, not different views of God, different denominations of the Bible, of Jesus, of God. If you're a priest, you cannot be eligible to a seat in the house of the legislature. You know why? Because Tennessee thought your calling was above that. And that their state needed people to preach the gospel. Not everybody run off to Knoxville or wherever they're going. I like that. By the way, in Tennessee, by the way, you cannot, look, no person who denies the being of God or a future state of rewards, that's heaven or hell, and punishment, you can't even hold office in the civil department in the state of Tennessee unless you believe in heaven and hell and the Bible. Now, they don't enforce it. That's their state. Texas. Humbly invoking the who? Fly, Raj. Utah. Grateful to Almighty God for life and liberty. Virginia, Vermont. Vermont, ain't no way, Bernie. Yes, look. He's old enough to have read this. That all persons have a natural and unalienable right to worship who? Wait a minute. According to the dictates of their own conscience and understanding, as in their opinion, shall be regulated by the what? Word of God. What? Christians ought to observe the Sabbath on the Lord's Day. Keep some sort of religious worship, which to them shall seem most agreeable to the revealed will of God. Have we slipped? Yes, Virginia. The religion or the duty which we owe to our who? Keep looking. Washington State. We the people of the state of Washington, grateful to who? The universe for our liberties. West Virginia, I couldn't leave y'all out. I got to get them. Since through divine providence, we enjoy the blessings of civil, political, and religious liberty. Wisconsin. We the people of Wisconsin, we're what? Almighty God for our what? Freedom. Wyoming. We the people of the city of Wyoming, grateful to who? God for our civil, political, religious leaders, liberties. That's 50 states. Not one of them, not one single one of them did not mention, did not mention God. Not one. Can y'all say that with me? Not how many? If I was teaching this as a class, I would hope everybody could get 100 with that question. Oh, no, man. I thought I'd even check out Puerto Rico for you. They're just a province, right? Territory. We the people of Puerto Rico in order to organize ourselves politically on a fully democratic basis to promote the general welfare and secure ourselves and posterity to complete enjoyment of human rights. Place our trust in who? Well, look at that. I think we made the case today. The United States of America is a what? And we are grateful to who because of it? Let's thank the Lord for the word. We did it, baby!